Welcome to the Bill Cartwright Show with our special guest, Elk Grove alum, Rick Nelson. Ricky, welcome to the show.
Hey, Billy, how you doing?
You know, we've known each other for a really long time. I'm thinking, how long has it been? When did we meet?
Well, you actually in junior high, you went to Kerr Junior High in Elk Grove. But you were living like two blocks away from me, and I went to Rudder Junior High, remember? And I didn't actually meet you until we got together at Elk Grove High School.
Yeah. I remember you were one of the few guys who we hung around together, played a ton of baseball together, played that tennis baseball
together. Yeah, I do remember. Wall.
Yeah. Over at the park.
That was a lot of fun.
That was really, really awesome.
Yeah, except when you hit me. It didn't, even a tennis ball, it didn't feel good.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Lots of good memories, Billy.
I was a little bit wild. Yeah, I'm just going to take you back a little bit. Why don't you talk a little bit about, we knew where you grew up, but see it anyway. And your mom and dad. Talk about mom and dad a little bit.
Yeah, well, let me go back to mom real quick. She grew up not far from where you are right now in San Francisco on Mission Street. I think that's what it was called. And she actually used to work at a bank when she was 17, 18 years old on Market Street way back then. And, of course, she's 94 now. So, I mean, you know, things certainly look a lot different, you know, where you are now. But and then dad was in the Navy, and they were on their way to the Philippines, and they had a stay over in San Francisco under the Golden Gate, and a friend of his wanted to take him to a dance. And mom being shy, and she really wasn't outgoing or liked to dance or stuff, but her girlfriend dragged her along. And they just met at a dance, and they got together, stayed in touch, and he was gone for 3 or 4 months over in, I think, Korea or the Philippines, one or the other. And they just stayed in touch, and lo and behold, they ended up getting married. And then they moved to Oregon, where his parents were, and that's where my brother Dave, you know Dave, he was born in Salem, Oregon. And my mom just hated it up there because it was always rainy, cold, cloudy. You know, she didn't like the weather at all. And anyway, they slowly made their way. Dad got a job down here in Sacramento because he was looking for work, and he answered an ad. And he actually drove for the interview all the way from Salem to Sacramento. Anyway, he got the job. And they settled in North Sacramento in a duplex. They had Dave. And they got the first house just up the road on Highway 99 off of 47th Avenue. You know where that is. We lived there until 1965 when we moved here. I've been in the same house since 1965. So, you know, I've seen a lot of changes around Valley High and whatnot. So, yeah. And then in junior high, I went to Rudder Junior High and then ended up at Elk Grove High School with you. And then you guys moved in over off of Grand Staff on Hitchcock, remember?
Yeah, I do remember that. Hey, what did your dad do for a living?
He was in the back. It's again, back then, it wasn't everything high tech and cell phones like now. But he was in the photo finishing business, like with Kodak and all those big companies. But he worked at McCurry Camera Companies, which they had branches all over California. And he worked his way up from sweeping warehouse all the way up to the vice president of that company. And I think they ended up selling and getting out of that business like in the early 90s or the maybe it was the late 80s. Because you remember we opened up that donut shop on Arden Way. You remember those days?
I do. I remember the Big Time Donut was the Apple Bob?
Yeah, that was his biggest. Great. Oh, don't say it, man. I wish I had one right now. But no, the Apple Bobs. Yeah, it was great, man. It was like a cinnamon roll with nuts and raisins and cinnamon and glaze over it. And man, I could just remember that. But Yeah, we were there, remember, on Arden Way. It had that big square box on the top. We painted yellow with brown, was the colors of Spud Nuts Donuts.
Yeah.
And actually, before that, when we were kids growing up, Billy, I don't know if you ever got in that area, but that building was originally the, remember the Yogi Bear hamburger drive-ins? But that was a Yogi Bear hut.
Wow. Yeah,
Yeah, that's what
that
they
is.
called it back then. But no, we did that. We opened that in 1981, and the donut business is tough, I'm telling you, because you have to have the doors open, 7 days a week, and even when you close, or if you wanted to take a day off, I mean, your bills don't stop just because you close the doors. So yeah, it was a family thing. We had one or two outside employees, which isn't always the easiest to do, but yeah, we did that until 1985. So, because Dad actually was still working at McCurry's, and I was kind of running the business end of things, and hiring, firing, buying product, making stuff. And then Dave, he came in like, 5 or 6 in the evening, and he was there till 2 or 3 in the morning, baking our product until I came in. So, I mean, in fact, there was a lot of nights I slept upstairs. I never even left. So yeah, it was interesting, but would I want to do it again? No. No. Yeah.
Hey, Rick, talk about your time at Elk Grove High School. Talk about what you were doing. I mean,
Ah,
ultimately,
okay.
we knew you were part of the team, but talk about everything you were doing at Elk Grove.
No. Got to Elk Grove High School. I think, like most kids, I don't know if it's the same these days, but coming out of junior high, you're nervous and scared, and you got the juniors and seniors above you, and I didn't really want to be there. But no, what really active, to be honest with you, Billy, what kept me going every day through there was, number one, my first love is baseball. And then I got involved with you. That's when I met you, and we used to go to school together and do things. And then you were in basketball. And then I kind of, out of the blue, I know I wasn't, would never be a starter in I mean, I like playing, but I wasn't up on your guys' level. But and we'll get to what I'm doing now. But I always like to be around sports. I like to be around the ballpark, the gym, the arena. I just a part of it. Even if I was sweeping out dugouts, Billy, that's what I would want to be. So I, does that make sense? I don't know, but for me, that's what I like doing. And then I played baseball there under JV. You remember Kent Polson? Kent Polson, I think, was the JV coach. And then the varsity coach was Mike Furtado. So I played JV baseball there. And I actually, my junior year, if I remember right, I went out for the varsity squad. I didn't make it, but I didn't give up. So I played another year at JV. And then my senior year, I went out for varsity and I finally made it. And we played. In fact, we had won. I mean, not mentioning basketball, but if you remember, we had won like 2 or 3 championships also in baseball back then, because Elk Grove was good in baseball, obviously basketball number one, and wrestling. I still keep up with a couple of wrestling friends. Football, we weren't that great back then, but it was fun to go out there and watch them, and this, that, and the other. And so anyway, then I heard a position came up to help basketball, like sweeping floors and just doing minor stuff. So I kind of got involved in that, talked to Coach Risley, and I really like Coach Risley. And so we talked to him. I ended up, being the manager there with you guys in basketball. And then I worked my way up to being the head manager, because then we had, John Thompson. Remember Johnny? He was above me back when I started with the basketball thing.
Oh,
And
yeah.
then we, Yeah, when he graduated, then it was me, his brother Billy Thompson, and a couple other guys. So no, but that was great. I mean, I actually had, I liked playing baseball because I was able to play, and be you feel more part of a team when you actually play. So in baseball, that was really good. But in basketball, I had most of my great times and you guys and friends. And I mean, there's so much I remember about our basketball stuff with Coach Risley. And I wish we could do it all over again. I'm telling you, but no, it was a great time. And a lot of great memories there at Elk Grove with you guys.
Hey, talk about some of the guys you played with. Who was on your team when you were a senior for the baseball team? Who were some?
Baseball. Wow. There was Donnie Mendez, and he lived here up in Center Parkway area. And then our top guy, I remember Dennis Forenza. He was one of our outfielders. Leonard Marino. I don't know if you remember Leonard. He was not a very big guy. He was built stocky. He was a strong dude. But he was as short as I was, but that guy could hit a ball. But yeah, Leonard Marino. The names have kind of lost me over the years, Billy, as you know. But no, we had good teams. In fact, you know, it's funny now, even the kids these days, I mean, I cannot believe, you know, and our dads could have told us the same thing. But I mean, the places where these kids play now, I mean, they would have been like the major leagues to us back in our day, right? Yeah. I mean, we didn't have the nice ball field that Elk Grove has now by their football field. You remember, we used to play over in Elk Grove Park by the freeway. I mean, yeah, that that was, but you know, you'd made do with what you had. And I know our basketball gym during our basketball season, I mean, you know, it should have been 3 or 4 times bigger for all the people you used to bring in, you know, and the fans that wanted to see Elk Grove basketball the way, you know, we won all the time and played. But yeah, no, it was a good time, good times.
So as you leave Elk Grove High School, what are you thinking? Do you kind of know what you want to do? And what was your first job?
You know, I was one of, again, I wanted to do sports, and obviously every kid's dream is either, you know, to play in the NBA or the MLB, Major League Baseball. But I knew coming out of high school in my first year at Cosumnes that, you know, I wasn't going to progress to the levels I wish I was good enough to be in. But again, I always wanted to be a part of it. So, you know, then I started working because, you know, you got the car and made money. You remember the little Mustang we used to drive around in?
I sure did. That was a great car.
Yeah, I wish I still had it. I think I went 1 year, 1 semester at Cosumnes CRC, and I just quit going to school because I wanted to make money to, you know, pay bills, buy things, this, that, and the other. And I really didn't have any certain direction what I wanted to be, you know. So I ended up working. I mean, you remember, actually, the first job I had was up on Franklin Boulevard, right on the other side of Florin. Back then, they used to call it General Tire Company.
Yeah.
Well, Dad had got me a summer job there. And, man, I'm telling you what, I knew that isn't what I wanted to do. You know, Jay, I mean, God, it was so hot in the summer times, you know, you're burning up under a tin roof. And so anyway, I did that for 1 summer. And then I had off and on jobs at remember the ARCO AMPM up here on Mack Road and Valley High Drive?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we used to be a full service gas station back then. And then that's when the stores, the AMPM market started coming out. So I was the first night shift guy there. And that was a mistake. I'll never do that again because I remember sitting behind the counter. A car goes by on Mack Road. Boom, 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 boom. Boy, I hit the floor. So, yeah, it's no fun being shot at. You know, but no. So I did that for a while. And then I've had warehouse jobs, you know, forklift operator stuff. And then, like I said, in 80, 81, we were getting the idea. Dad wanted to open up a family donut shop. We did that. And so in 86, I think I took the whole year off because I was just, you know, sick of work. And actually, Billy, I was still, even out of high school, every year I was still playing organized baseball, the city league teams, the night leagues at Renfrew out there on Watt. I did that until I was 38 years old. You know, your heart wants to do it, but I couldn't, my body couldn't keep up with the college kids anymore. As you know how that is also, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just about that age too.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, so I quit, you know, doing that at about 38. And then in 86, like I said, I didn't do a thing because I was just so sick of working at that donut shop. I took the whole year off, didn't earn a penny, didn't care, didn't have to. And so I kind of got away. I did some trips. I went to Colorado because I always wanted to go to Mile High where the Broncos played. You know, you always saw it on TV, this huge stadium. And I actually went there. I went to a 3-game series because back then they had a AAA team, the Denver Zephyrs. I don't know if many people remember that, but no, and they played at Mile High where the football stadium was. And if you in fact, you remember this because you remember where McNichols was. McNichols Arena, where the Nuggets played. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So the stadium, the football stadium, was right next to McNichols Arena where the Nuggets played. So I did that, came back, and I got in, of all things, I got in pest control in 87. And I worked for a company called Rose Exterminator Company, who was based on Potrero Avenue right there in San Francisco. And I think it was in 92, Terminex, you know, a huge pest control worldwide company, they bought Rose. And I didn't really like the way Terminex did things or what they wanted me to do. So I ended up quitting them. And I had a friend that worked at Clark Pest Control. So long story short, I worked at Clark Pest Control like for 20 years, and I retired from there in 2009 because that's when Dad started going bad and Mom couldn't handle him. So I decided to quit working, take care of Dad, and he passed away in 2011. And like I said, I'm still here. Now I'm taking care of Mom. But the last 6-7 years, I've been, now I'm an assistant coach, in parentheses, and at Cosumnes River College with head coach Donnie Miko. And I mean, I take care of the field, you know, I prep it for the games. I fix any equipment that has to be fixed during our games. I keep the dugouts, you know, supplied with, you know, the high chews, the bubble gum, the seeds, you know. So I kind of watch the whole, you know, the gates, the yard. And when the coaches need help actually out on the field with players, I help assist them with that. But I'm kind of like a jack of all trades in the baseball program over there. And I enjoy it, you know, to death. So that's, I'm still doing it and taking care of Mom. That's basically it.
So you've seen some really great players over at Cosumnes. Talk about them for a second.
Yeah. In fact, this Saturday, Billy, I was over at Costco getting a bunch of stuff yesterday, you know, food, sodas. I ordered 35 large pizzas I'm picking up Saturday morning. And our alumni game is Saturday. And Coach Miko told me we've got like 40 to 50 guys. And he's been warning and prepping the kids now. He says, hey, these guys are coming after you. And I mean, these kids are going to be seeing major league pitchers, you know, even though they've been retired for a year, two or three. I mean, like David Hernandez is a good example. He just, retired from the Cincinnati Reds a year or two ago. He was their reliever. David Freitas, he was a catcher for the Yankees, the Brewers, and he's been kind of jumping around in his career, and he ended up with the San Antonio Missions in the AAA, and he was the AAA batting champ two or three years ago, so he'll be out here. And I know you remember this name, Billy, Fernando Vina. He's going to be out here with us. He's an ex-St. Louis Cardinals. I mean, you know, he's an all-star, all-pro, and he'll be with us. And some pitchers, you know, down through the years. I mean, some guys that were there probably 20, 30 years ago will be out here with us. So it should be a real fun day, and hopefully the rain will hold off. I think it's supposed to. They're showing clear tomorrow, but it'll be cold. So, yeah, no, that'll be a blast because even during the off season, these guys come out and work out with us. excuse me. And even Dom Nunez, who was catching for the Colorado Rockies this year, he comes and works out with us. So it's really fun seeing those guys. And, you know, they talk to the kids while we're around the batting cages. And they just get a different perspective, you know, on how baseball, and you know this in basketball, how, I mean, really the bottom line, it's a business. You know, you try to keep it a game and a sport, but I mean, really, it, you know, in the big time level in like the NBA and MLB, it certainly is a business. But yeah, no, it should be fun for the kids. So we're looking forward to that.
Awesome. Awesome. Now I got to ask this one question because it needs to be answered. So
sure.
You're the Nelsons. You right. have a brother, Dave.
Yeah, I know where you're going.
What's up with that?
Okay. I couldn't tell you, but yeah, my mom's name is Dolores. It ain't Harriet. Harriet. And dad's name is Robert. We called him Bob, and he is not Ozzy, right? But no, believe me, growing up as kids, we sure got second looks, like, you know, when we went to school and then you had to introduce yourself, you remember, in the classroom. And no, that was funny. Yeah, that was something growing up. But yeah, we're not the Ozzy and Harriet bunch. And it's funny, you want to hear, in fact, another funny story, Billy. I don't know if you remember, my middle name is Robin, okay? Had nothing to do with Batman, okay? But no, my middle name is Robin, and the way I got that name, and, you know, that could be a girl or a boy name, but, you know, in my case, it was a boy name. And I asked Mom years ago, I says, why did you ever end up calling me Robin? And she says, well, your brother... When I was born, of course, he was 3, because Dave's 3 years older than me. He says, well, we were at home and he was watching Robin Hood. You remember the old show Robin Hood? There you go. And he says, let's call him Robin. And that's what it is. That is it.
That's awesome. So really, your brother's responsible for that, huh?
It's all his fault. Yep, yep, it's his fault, Billy.
Awesome. Yeah. You know,
yeah. Yeah. Some of the things too, Billy, real quick, I might jump into, I had my note here. Yeah, remember I did, I've had, you know, bass boats over the years. So I also did, in between all that other stuff, I used to fish bass tournaments with my good friend, actually, that's living in my house now in Missouri, Chris Adderman. And we used to fish, tournaments, you know, all around here up to the north coast to Shasta. And another friend, Larry Tygett, who passed away last year, we used to fish the Angler's Choice Tournament circuit, they call it. And I had a lot of fun doing that. I did it for 1 year, and unless you're winning a lot, I mean, it is very expensive. But the 1 year, I think it was 04, I don't know, I had a trophy somewhere in here about it, but in 04 we ended up making it to the TOC Tournament of Champions, and it was at Lake Oroville, and it was miserable. It was in a 3-day rainstorm, but we were out there, and there was like 210 boats, I think it was, from all over California. And I'm in the marina before blast off at the buoy lines. I mean, you could literally walk across boats from one end of that little bay marina to the other. But you know, you take off in waves of 5. So, you know, then there's a minute, then 5 more. You've probably seen bass tournaments. But no, I did that for a year of serious fishing. And it was fun. And the only way we made the TOC then, we never got close to big fish or the top weight. But it was really important, even if you caught a 12 or 13 inch fish, it was always important to catch 5 fish, because that's how you earn points in that tournament. So, yeah, I mean, we limited out every single tournament once a month for 12 months. We never won no money. But like I said, we did make it to the TOC. So that was, you know, because you have to stay overnight, 2-3 nights at these things. So, you know, unless you're winning, I mean, yeah, your money can go pretty fast. But then we just did local club tournaments and did that for a while. But yeah, so I did that for a long time. But yeah, I'm kind of eventually when I get back to Missouri, Chris still has his bass boat. So there's a lot of great, you know, in Missouri, there's a lot of great bass lakes. So we're going to get back into that. But even if and when I get back there, I want to, as long as I can physically health-wise do it, I still want to fly back here and be a part of our baseball program at the school, like from January through May. So we'll see if that all works out.
And let me ask you, what was your best finish in the bass fishing?
I think a couple times we might have been in the top 10, but on the lower half of the 10, seven or eight. But usually those, they only paid like top three or four spots. Yeah. So, like I said, we never, you know, but our main goal was like, you know, you guys, your main goal, you want to get to the playoffs and then let what happens happen. But yeah, no. So we finally, we did make it to the TOC. Like I said, it was a lot of fun, but it, I mean, being out there in the rainstorm wasn't that great, but you know, hey, it was just another memory in the book. So no, it was fun. It was fun.
Since we got the World Series going on, let me ask you, because you've watched a lot more baseball than I have, what's more important? Well, considering last night, we should say pitching, but what's more important, great pitching or great hitting?
Oh, man. Damn, if I knew that, Billy, you might have been seeing me on TV last night. Oh, my Lord. I side with whether it's football, and I mean, you remember this with the good teams of the Chicago Bears. Okay. I always bring that up. I mean, they say defense always wins you games. Now I know that's important I don't know if the NBA is good as you do, but I know that's important in most sports. And I would have to say, I think good pitching, because the pitching part is part of the defensive part, right? So, and we've seen what happened last night and the other day, the 7-0 game, the shutout when the Phillies won. I mean, that was because of, you know, good pitching. So I don't know. I would side with pitching, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's probably very wise, because there was no hitter last night.
Yeah. Yep, that is for sure. Yeah,
and the good part of that is that our buddy Dusty Baker is, as you know, the Sacramento guy,
right?
Is the manager over there. So we're very pleased. Pleased that we're really pulling for Houston. At least I am.
Yeah. No, exactly. No, big time. In fact, it's funny. Not really a story about Dusty, but you remember back in the day. You remember the Lee brothers, LeRon and Leon?
Sure.
Well, we ran a summer league at our baseball field here at Cosumnes for a college summer league team this year called the Yankees. And when Coach Miko and like four, five, six of us that were going to run the program, including myself, we all met for lunch downtown. And one of the guys that was there was Mr. Lee, one of the Lee brothers, because he's still big time involved in baseball locally around here. And it's really fun talking to him. In fact, he came to a couple of our practices because, you know, his son, Derek, he played, you know, with time with the Detroit Tigers this year. And then he was sent down to AAA. But yeah, he's just another local, you know, big time kid that comes out to see us, you know. And in fact, I forgot about a kid a couple years ago that graduated with us named Burl Dixon. He was out there a couple days ago with us. He was signed by the Royals. He spent the year in the minor leagues this year, but he was our right fielder. And our last year, we had two guys that were all league. I don't think I mentioned them to you. Harry Owen, our catcher. I hope he's here tomorrow. But the Braves signed him over the summer. We were hoping to have him back this year, but, you know, and Coach talked with him, but you got to do whatever's best for you and the families. You know how that is. So Harry is in the Braves chain, and TJ Sizz, he actually played against us last Saturday he lives up in the Reno area. So he, in the off time from the pros, which he was signed by the A's, the Oakland A's, he played for the Reno Astros last week and we faced him. So he may be there tomorrow too, but no, that's just a couple more, you know, local tidbits of baseball from this area, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Well, Ricky, thank you so much for being on.
Hey, it was fun.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. It's good to see you. I'm going to look forward to coming over visiting Mom, and you got to come over and visit my dad.
Yeah, sure do. I do plan on that, and hopefully all your sisters are good, and say hi to Sherry, and Godspeed with all of you.